Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And I'd like to wish you a happy new year.
Happy new year.
It's really fantastic to be able to come together on New Year's Day and worship God. This is a great place to be, isn't it, at the start of the year. Welcome to all of you who are listening online. Maybe that's a lot of you. You're tired out from last night's celebrations. You're in bed, maybe. That's fine. We understand. But it's good to see everyone who's here as well. If you don't know me, I'm Jamie. I'm the pastor here, and I'll be leading our service this morning. And as today is New Year's Day, we're going to think and pray and contemplate the year ahead. Sometimes I think we can approach a new year with anticipation and with hope, or maybe with worry and fear. I want us to approach this new year with God. That's the aim of the service, that as we face the new year, whatever it brings, we start off with God and we draw our strength from him. So our service will be a little bit different from what we normally do. It will be shorter, it will be slower, and it will be a quiet service. It will be reflective. There'll be gaps, space and time to think and pray. Sometimes Christmas can be a bit of a rush, can't it? Rushing here and there, seeing relatives. This is just a time to be still and to know God and to contemplate and prepare ourselves for the year ahead. I've based this service on a devotional from Lectio 365. And if you've not heard of Lectio 365, I recommend it. It's a helpful aid to being still and connecting with God in prayer and in contemplation. The service will be structured around the PRAY acronym, which is a really helpful aid to praying. So P stands for pause. This is where we're still, we focus on God. We remind ourselves who we're coming to, our Father God in heaven. And the R is rejoice. This is where we praise and we thank God. We worship and we adore him. The A is ask, where we make our requests of petition and intercession. God invites us, doesn't he, to ask him for what we need. That's a wonderful invitation from him. Come to me. Ask. I'm your Father. I want to give to you. And then the Y is yield. This is yielding to God's will. It's saying yes to him. Yielding is surrendering and submitting to the one who loves us and forgives us and protects us and redeems us. Today is an all-age service, so there's no L zone or T zone. Children and young people, you're welcome to take part in the service, or you can fill in a worksheet during the service. If you've not got one, they are available in the lobby at the back, and those worksheets are to help our children and young people face the year ahead with God as well. So as we work our way through this acronym now, let's quieten our minds and still our hearts and calm our senses and focus on God. I invite you to lay aside the busyness of Christmas and of life. Let's breathe slowly now, a few breaths in and out to calm ourselves. Long breaths in and out. Let's recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Loving Father, we still our souls now and remember that you are here with us. You are here in us. You are here for us. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Triune God, we ask, open our eyes to perceive you. Realign our minds to believe you. And reawaken our hearts to receive you, both now and throughout this new year. Well, let's rejoice now, declaring who God is and who we are in relationship to God. Please join with me in reading out loud the ancient praise of all God's people in these words from Psalm 100. Let's read together now. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Well, we're going to have a time of prayer now, a time of open prayer. So let's think about who God is, what he's done for us, and let's lift our praise to God in prayer out loud. So as you feel led to pray, I invite you to pray. Do speak up so that everyone can hear you, and we'll have a time of open prayer now.
Thank you so much for being you and guiding us through this long into the next one. Dear Jesus, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for the morning service on Radio 4 where we heard about all your amazing grace. Thank you. Amen.
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 Father, we thank you as we go into a new year. We can be, don't have to be afraid, Lord, because you've gone before. Our Father, we thank you that we've just celebrated the first coming of the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem. And Father, we look forward to him coming again. Father, we thank you that our future is secure in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We come to a new year, we praise you, O God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the eternal God, and you are our dwelling place. You are our rock, you are our refuge, our strength, our salvation, our song, and our hope. And therefore we can go into this new year trusting you and looking forward to what you will be working in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for the success of Radio 2.
Father God, thank you for many answers to prayer throughout 2022. Thank you for the many benefits that you have given to us as individuals, as families, as a church family. And Lord, because we can look back and know that you are faithful, we can trust you as we move forward into 2023. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to rejoice in song now as we listen to a song called Turn Your Eyes, The Glorious Christ. So I invite you to stay seated and enjoy the music. Sing along if you want to, or if you want to just sit and listen, that's fine too. So at the start of this new year, let's turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Savior ever true, oh Jesus, we turn.
turn our eyes to you.
We're going to reflect now on the birth of the early church in the book of Acts, and also we're going to reflect on a key moment in the life of the church in the 1700s. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. At 3 a.m. on New Year's Day in 1739, the Holy Spirit also came to an all-night prayer meeting, this time in Fetter Lane, London. "The power of God came mightily upon us," recorded John Wesley in his journal, "insomuch that many cried out for exceeding joy, and many fell to the ground." Echoing the experience of those who were propelled out of the upper room in Jerusalem to preach the gospel, John Wesley, too, was propelled out of that prayer room in London to ride 125,000 miles preaching the gospel, while his brother Charles Wesley began writing 6,000 hymns, and their 25-year-old friend, George Whitfield, crossed the Atlantic to stir the fires of America's first great awakening. The world would never be the same again. Jesus said that the Father loves to give the Spirit to those who ask, just as John and Charles Wesley asked that day in London all those years ago. And so, as we open our hands in front of us, we ask you, Father, to fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with new power for this new year, just as you filled those disciples 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem and 284 years ago in Fetter Lane in London. Please fill us afresh, Lord God. We humbly remind you of your promise in Luke 11:13. And let's now all pray silently, asking for Holy Spirit revolution in our lives. Let's spend some time in silent prayer now. And now we pray for the needs of our community, for the needs of our nation, and for the nations around the world. And especially, let's pray, as we've just seen, maybe you've seen in the WhatsApp, let's pray for Haley and Jonathan and their family, and also for Barbara Spear. Let's all have another time of silent prayer now, lifting those needs to the Lord. As we return to this familiar passage in Acts, let's try to imagine what it was like to be in that room, seeing what seemed to be tongues of fire dancing in the air, being filled with the Spirit for the very first time. I invite you to close your eyes now and imagine as I read the passage through again. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to speak in other tongues. As the story continues through Acts, the Spirit enables them to speak about Jesus with boldness, to endure hardship and persecution, to perform miracles, to serve the poor, to discern and make difficult decisions, and much, much more. This was a Holy Spirit revolution which occurred and has been occurring since then. These are the types of things that Spirit-enabled people do. What might the Holy Spirit be enabling me to do this year? You to do this year? Let's have a time of silence now, thinking about that question, waiting on God, listening for his voice. Well, let's worship again with music now, with this song which praises God for his holiness. I invite you to stand, to listen until you get a hang of the tune, and then to sing along. So please stand.
Justice, only your
Please be seated. As we've sung that song about God's holiness, let's remind ourselves of our call to holiness in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Let's pray. Father God, would you remind us now of the ways in which we have sinned in thought, in word, or in deed? We take a moment to silently confess our sins before you now. God of grace, thank you that when I was lost, you found me. And when I was ashamed, you forgave me, nailing the accusations against me to the cross. As your word says, I receive your forgiveness now. And at the start of 2023, I say no to sin. And yes, to holiness. Amen. The Methodist Covenant Prayer, written by John Wesley himself in 1755, is prayed by millions of Methodists at the start of every year. It's a liturgy of profound and beautiful surrender. And so we're going to join with sisters and brothers in Christ around the world as I pray this now for all of us. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you, or laid aside for you, exalted for you, or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant, now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Becoming a Christian starts with saying yes to God and no to self. It's about saying, I'm going to go God's way now, not my way. I wonder, have you done this? Will you do it at the start of this new year? Following Jesus means putting your faith in him. That means saying, I can't get forgiveness on my own or get to heaven on my own, or gain acceptance on my own, because I'm too sinful, God, and you're too holy. I get all those things through Jesus. He's my hope, my way to God, my way to forgiveness in heaven. I wonder, have you put your faith in Jesus? Will you do it this year? Let's have a time now of silent personal prayer as we yield to God. Let's use this time to say yes to him at the start of 2023. Yes to being no longer my own, but God's. Yes to freely and wholeheartedly giving my all to his pleasure and disposal. Yes to the Holy Spirit to revolutionize our lives. Yes to trusting in Jesus and following him if we haven't already done so. Let's have a time of silent prayer now, yielding to God. I'm going to close our service now with prayer. Let's pray. Father, help us to live this new year to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we meet. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning in this service. I do hope and pray that the service has been a blessing. It's a great way to start this new year, isn't it? Together with God. We don't know what the new year will bring, but we do know that God will walk with us into it and through it. Do stay behind now for tea and coffee after the service, and mince pies that are left over from Christmas. And a reminder that our first prayer meeting of the year is Grow Pray and is tonight, 6 p.m. on Zoom. Also a reminder that at the coffee hatch there's a box, and it's for you to post your used Christmas cards in. If you don't have them this week, you can bring them next week, and Claire's going to use them for a craft event. God bless, and thank you for joining us.